And the Special Investigating Unit is instituting proceedings to blacklist U.S. tech giant Oracle. Now, this is after it found the company's tender to overhaul government's IT systems and update its human resources system and supply chain movements was irregular. In 2015, National Treasury awarded the tech group a contract to update the government's integrated financial management supply system. The system was meant to integrate the state's payroll, supply chain finance, and HR systems. However, nearly a decade later, it has yet to be implemented despite government spending 822 million rand on it. On the line is Keza Khanyaho, who's the spokesperson for the Special Investigating Unit. Keza, hi, good morning. Welcome back to 702.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Why was the system not implemented? What have you found?
When we started the investigation in 2020, we found that there were procedural problems with this, starting with the way in which the company was procured, and the policies, the procurement policies were not followed. And over and above that, we found that there was some kind of collusion between some of the people that are working at the National Treasury and this company called Oracle. And those are some of the things that we found have not gone in the right way. But obviously you'd understand that this matter has been coming far back as 2005, when this matter was brought to cabinet. But up to today, we found that there was some fruitless expenditure because nothing was done, but money was lost from the state.
Yeah, I mean, Treasury, they've denied the contracts was irregular. MPs describing the tender as a glaring indictment. Has Treasury got this wrong?
As far as we are concerned, we are saying that they got it wrong, because what they have done is very, very wrong, in the sense that we have got proof as the SIU that things that were done were not done in a proper manner. Therefore, we indicated to them at SCOPA yesterday that even after they have made representation to us, we looked at the representation, but still our decision still stands.
Yeah, the units, you've also identified a conflict of interest between still unnamed senior Treasury officials. Will they face charges? I mean, also, ultimately, will they be named, I suppose?
Well, they will be named, obviously. As we speak, we have already made referrals, not only to one, but to two officials in the Treasury. We have made referrals for them to be disciplined, and that has already gone to Treasury. We have sent five referrals in relation to prosecution to the NPA, and then we have also sent this one of the referrals around the blacklisting. Fortunately or unfortunately, it has to go to Treasury, because they are the ones who do the blacklisting. And then we have also started the process in as far as setting aside the contract is concerned, and ultimately recovering where there's a need for us to do so.
Yeah. What I'm battling to understand is, why pay out so much money if the job wasn't done?
Yeah, you understand that there are processes that happen prior to something, the product being delivered, and those are the things that at this present moment we don't want to put out in the public space. We've got all of that information, and it will come out when the matter ultimately appears before the special tribunal.
Yeah, the word tender has become a dirty word in our country. I mean, we need to learn from this. We need to carry on from this. We can't be having the same conversation in the next couple of years about tenders that have gone wrong. What needs to be learned from this?
Yeah, in this particular instance, obviously, what needs to be learned is that people need to understand that even though things are done and it is taken this long, we will ultimately come back and find out what really happened. And this is exactly what we did in this particular instance. And the other thing is, which is very interesting for us, is this has been a process that has started almost 20 years ago, but we don't have any product to show. And for us, it becomes problematic, especially because it is an IT-related matter. The question that then comes up is, whether whatever solution they were trying to do 20 years ago, is it still relevant now?
Yeah, that's the big question. Keza Khanyaho, Special Investigating Unit Spokesperson, thank you so much for coming on to 702. But it sounds like it's Groundhog Day once again. Another tender that went wrong. A situation where money was paid out. Surely we can do better, way better than this.